Bonjour, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Meet Us in Paris. I'm your host, Zen, your guide to things all chic, practical, and downright fabulous. Today is December 20th, which means you have less than 5 days to get your holiday gifts ordered. Actually, I'm wrong, it's December 21st. So we're diving into the world of last-second gift recommendations that you can get fast. Along with me for the ride is Tanya. Welcome back, Tanya. Hello.
Hello. I'm so happy to be back, and I'm excited to hear what you've got to say. 4 days is
round. Not a long time. Yes. Because you know what? Let's face it. Last-second gift giving is harmful to the soul. But fear not, friends. We have Meet Us, because Meet Us Paris has your back with gifts from $5 to $20, $200.
I like actually. The $5 area, but okay. Yeah. Let's go for it.
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about socks, the unsung fashion heroes of the fashion world. Yes. If we have some time, we'll talk about some backpacks. We've mentioned these before, but get your goods back and your luggage back with some air tags. So yes. Also, air tags are amazing. Some recommendations for earbuds, and these are all recommendations that I have that I can recommend because I've used them or some of my very good friends have. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm interested in hearing about air tags when the moment happens. So just know that.
Okay. Excellent. But before we start, well, you need to get them quick, Tanya. You're going to go on a trip soon.
I am. I'm going leaving to Argentina in 2-3 days.
Two, three days. Oh my God.
I know. It's crazy.
This is perfect for you. So like you need to buy all these things.
Well, actually, you just made me think about a couple of things I probably should be getting. So yes, thank you for that.
Okay. But before we start, let's take a brief pause and hear from our sponsors. Stay tuned because you won't want to miss out.
They're called goals for a reason. There's something to strive for. They require attention and they need sweat and hard work to achieve. Do you have a career goal? At UCI Division of Continuing Education, we're here to help. With over 60 certificate programs available, we've helped over 250,000 students reach their goals, and we can help you reach yours too. Start today at ce.uci.edu. That's ce.uci.edu.
All right, I'm going to start out with, you said $5. And this is my $5 line.
Okay.
So the first thing is, it's luggage stickers. Luggage stickers, if you're not familiar. Oh, okay. So these start from $5. You can find like a whole handful of them for $5. Sometimes even up to 10 for $5 on Amazon for a bunch of them. The reproduction ones or something that someone's designed, they look beautiful. Oh. If you go on Etsy, you can find ones that are reproduction of vintage ones, and they're for $1.50 on up. And then if you really want an original vintage one that has not been used, they are $10 and up on eBay. So I'm sure you're wondering
really fun. What?
You know what a luggage sticker is?
Well, I would imagine like in the old days when you see things in movies that they would have these really cool stickers on luggage when people would travel, like if you watched I Love Lucy or something like that. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. So okay. I started putting luggage tags on my own personal luggage. I'm bringing them back.
Okay, good. Not just Lucy then, it's you too.
Yeah, me too. So here's the history is in the 1920s, the era was known as the 1920s were known as a golden age of travel. And so people were traveling because of the resources and monies were available. And these luggage tags were made by steamships, railway services, planes, because they made these up till the 1960s, airlines and hotels during the zenith of travel. So when you're going place to place, the hotels, airlines, everyone would offer you these stickers or actually just throw them onto your steam trunk. And they were really cool.
Steam trunk. Yeah.
Steam trunk.
Like that's, you know, like cruise, but in like the golden era where like you would it would be like a really fancy thing to do, to go in a, right?
Because the thing is, on a steamship, when you're traveling to Europe, it could take you weeks to get there.
Right.
So the thing is, it's not like us where we just pack like a small bag of things and can travel out. These were almost like small moves. So they would bring steamer trunks. So, So these are, you know, so the thing is that they were used as a form of advertisement for all these hotels and such.
Yeah.
But also the more you had on your steamer trunk or your suitcase, it was bragging rights.
So it was like the Instagram of the day of the things you've done.
Oh my God. That's a perfect parallel. Yes, exactly. It's Instagram of the day. So, and they were so hot. They had designs that were very art deco-y. They're bright colors, red, oranges, yellows. And
I'm looking them up. Absolutely beautiful stuff out there. Makes me want some.
Yeah. Throw them on your suitcase. So, I suggest go get a few of those things, give them out as gifts. People will love them. You still can get them on Amazon today. Okay.
Oh my goodness. And then we still have time to get these.
Yeah.
This is very, very, very dangerous podcast of go on. I think we're moving up in tag in a price tag as we keep talking, right? Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Next one up. Wool socks. So merino wool socks are they're like typically they're used for hikers. So hikers are walking on their feet all day. They're carrying lots of luggage. I mean, not luggage, they're carrying heavy baggage or their backpacks, and they depend on their feet. Now, hikers like merino wool socks and usually like a blend. Usually you want around 20% merino wool and then everything else or more, by the way. And the rest could be other synthetics and cottons and such like that. But the reason why you want a good set of merino hiking socks is that they will, first of all, they act like another cushion in your shoe.
Zen, how do you spell merino?
Merino.
Merino. Merino. Okay, sorry. Like marines, but merino.
Yeah. But with an E. M-E-R-I-N-O. And merino wool comes from a merino sheep, and it's known because it's very, very soft and they have fine fibers. And the reason why they're so desired is, A, they have moisture-wicking qualities. So if you sweat,
that's perfect.
Uh-huh. It pulls the sweat away from your feet. If you're in the rain, to a certain degree, it will pull the rain away from your feet. And it reduces your chances of getting blisters and chafing. And it has a little bit of elasticity. It's nature's own lycra. And also it has antifungal qualities because it's wicking the water away and such. And so you're less likely to get athlete's foot. And then if you don't get athlete's foot, your feet don't smell as much because there's less water down there and stuff like that. So it's great for, and the best part is you can wash them in the sink of your hotel.
Also, like when you're traveling, it's very good.
Yeah, and within 24 hours, they're dry. So if you have two sets of these socks,
you can keep going.
You can keep going back and forth. I bring at least five, but you can just, you know, you can wear one pair of socks every other day and you're good to go.
Right. You know what you reminded me of with that is Bombas, which is another pair of the socks. If I am not mistaken, who is it that owns this? Isn't it like, I'm going to be really bad. Anyway, that's another one that I've heard, and it is the same as the merino wool that you're talking about. So I did not know that's what that was. Let me see who owns it because I know. Okay, no, I'm not being very. I can't figure it out. But anyway, I wanted to. Have you ever heard of that? And do you know that sock?
I've heard of Bombas, but I'm not familiar if they're merino wool or who makes them.
Yeah, it says they are. So I thought that was interesting. But so it's, how about that?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try them, but I didn't know. And now that you're saying that, I might give it a shot. Merino wool, that sounds really good.
Yeah. So places that you find them is try to go to like a camping or hiking store. They are available on Amazon from $20 on up. The brands that I suggest are Smart Wool or, oh my goodness, all of a sudden I, forgotten the second brand, but Smart Wool is one of the ones that I really suggest. Okay. Apparently Bone Boss, I had heard of Bone Boss, so.
Yeah. I'm seeing who owns it. It's someone big, but it's going to, and I just, maybe I'm confusing it. No. So never mind. But anyway, I have heard a lot about them, and that's very good. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. What's the next one?
The Bombas, how they came to be was with a Shark Tank. Maybe that's why I know them.
Oh, that's Darn why. Tough. Darn Tough is the other set of.
Let's see. Let's look it up.
And the great thing about Darn Tough is if you wear them out, you can send them back in and they'll send you a brand new set.
Oh,
I mean, warranty. At $20-$25, you know, essentially it's kind of a lifetime warranty. So Darn Tough socks are amazing too.
I love the name. Darn Tough.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Should we move on?
Yes. Let's go.
Okay. We've talked about this before. This starts at $25 each, $80 on sale for four. I also suggest AirTags or Tiles. If you don't know what AirTags or Tiles are,
I don't know Tiles.
You're familiar with Tiles, right?
That I'm not. AirTags I know, but AirTags I have never heard of that.
The funny thing is, Tiles have been around for like a decade. They've been around much longer than AirTags. And then Apple made it a similar type of version. And when they made a similar type of version, it just blew up.
Exploded. Okay.
Yes. So if you don't know what AirTags or Tiles are, there's something, they're roughly the size of half a credit card, but thicker, like three credit cards stacked. Or like the size of a half dollar coin and like three or four of them. And what, you know, like when you see those old spy movies where some spy throws something into the back of someone's car or something like that. It's like a tracking device, right?
Yes.
So it's a tracking device for you. So people attach them to anything they find valuable. They put them on their dogs. They put them on their cameras. They put them on their spouses.
How cool.
You were supposed to laugh at the spouses. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of the pets more than that, but that's funny. Yeah. Well, we can go it. We could like talk about that for a while with just who you can track. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, there's also some controversies that people have used them for poor means, but we'll talk about the positive things. People like to throw them in their luggage. And when your luggage is lost, lots of times the airline doesn't know where it is, but you can say, hey, I know that suitcase is still in Heathrow. Or the other thing is that when I used to use Tiles back in the day, you could tell if your luggage was actually on the plane. You could do the same thing with an AirTag, but you can tell if your luggage is on the plane. You can actually tell if the other thing is it getting close to you when it's going from the plane to the carousel. You can almost track, lots of times you can track it coming around from the plane to the carousel and when it's about time to come down to the carousel. So,
oh my God, amazing. Okay.
Yeah. So like if there's like a small coffee shop off to the side before you get at your gate, you can actually get a quick coffee and kind of track on your phone where your luggage is. So you don't just rush down there and wait with everybody else.
I want to tell you, Zen. So I always thought like the AirTags were only for Apple. I did not know these Tiles existed until this very second. So I am really excited because I don't know if I'm going to have time, but I'm going to try to order some for, this is the first time we're actually taking luggage. Mm-hmm. We normally don't. We usually just have carry-on, but we're going for a special occasion. So we're doing that. So I think it'll be fun. So I'm going to try to do this.
Yeah.
And maybe when I come back, we can talk about that experience.
Okay. Well, now, so there's some pros and cons to these things.
Okay.
Let's start out with Tiles. I've owned Tiles before. I'm an Apple family, but the thing is I've used Tiles before. tiles are really cool because you can you throw the tile into your luggage. Like I said, you attach it to whatever you want. It works for Apple and it works for Android. The way these things are located is, like, let's say I throw a tile in the middle of a park. Every time a person with an iPhone walks past that, if they are a tile user, that piece of software says, hey, there's a tile in the middle of this lawn.
That's what's going to be my question. Okay.
But only if you're a tile user. If you're an Android user and you walk past that tile, same thing. If you're a tile user, it will recognize that there's a tile in the lawn. It goes through your phone. It pings whatever the God system they have. And then it tells the owner anonymously, all the information is sent anonymously, that this tile is in the middle of Grand Central Station or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but it depends. It depends on the number of people using tiles. As opposed to the iPhone, even if you don't use AirTags, your phone is used to locate other people's AirTags. And there's in the United States, there's a lot of iPhones. However, it also, both of these both have like a proximity. So if you're close enough to it with Bluetooth, it will allow you to find the thing. So like if you left it in Grand Central Station, unless someone walks by, you're in trouble. But
right. So like I here I am, I lost my luggage and you said it's in Heathrow, right. But I'm over here in LA or something. It pings me and tells me where it is. And someone in Heathrow could know it's there because they have a tile or an AirTag. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. You need someone else walking by it. If it's an AirTag, any Apple device will locate it. If it's a tile, it has to be someone with an iPhone or an Android device that has tile
software. That has a tile.
Right, that has a tile, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, so the tiles are not as... Their location system, if you're out of range, Bluetooth range, which is can be a couple hundred feet or something like that.
Right, yeah.
It's not as robust. However, what's kind of cool with a tile is... I used to keep a tile on my keychain, okay? And the tile itself has a button on it. And if I left my phone in the house, I could press my keychain tile, and it would actually make my phone beep.
So I
could locate my phone in the house.
Okay.
As opposed to AirTags does not have that feature.
Function,
Yeah, it doesn't have that function. But in general, I can say if you have Apple devices, go get the Apple AirTag. If you're on Android, go get yourself the Tile.
Okay. I might try one. Let's see. I'll figure this out. Kind of neat. This was cool. I knew it, but I just hadn't really stopped to pay attention. So I'm really glad you're going over this.
Okay. So here's one more. Catch-all trays, known as a valet tray. These things start for $15 for synthetic leather. Sometimes you get ones for under $20 for leather, $30 and up for handcrafted ones. $30 and up for ones on Amazon. Etsy can be as low as $30 for a handmade one. And if you are elite, you can get an Hermes one for $700.
Yeah, so that's what we need.
Yeah. So they go all over the place. I mean, the pricing varies dramatically. But a valet tray is essentially a piece of flat leather, roughly maybe 12 by 12, that has buttons on the far edges. And then you use the buttons and you bring the edges up and it will snap together and it will make something essentially roughly the shape of a baking tray. And what you use these for is you put them on your nightstand And every night when you're on a trip, I use these all the time, is you mm-hmm. empty out your pockets, throw all your coins in there, you put your cell phone, you put your eyeglasses, and all your important things
all
that
your
you
personal.
Need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Keys. So they don't get lost throughout right. the trip. Yeah.
Throughout the hotel. And right, then, yeah. then the next morning you put on a different pair of pants, or you load your pants. And these valet trays fold flat, so it's like a flat piece of leather, so you can put them anywhere in your luggage.
Very nice. Okay, these yes. are things we don't need, but we need.
Yeah, well, I guess what it is you don't need, but the thing is, it's nice to have. And then the
it's
thing
really
is,
it's really convenient.
Of,
yeah.
Not everyone has them, so it's kind of neat when you give them. It's like, oh, this is amazing. This like, is very yeah. useful. Yeah.
Like, this would be a great gift because I don't know if I'd buy it for myself, but if someone gave it, or I would give it to someone. So I like knowing that that's out there. I like that.
Right, okay. right. So these things come in all sorts of different colors of leather. Sometimes you can find them in canvas. You can find them in blues, greens, yellows, mostly in browns and blacks. But I'm not going to suggest any specific one. Just look online. If you see one that says leather and it says PU leather, that's synthetic leather.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
I think it's like polyurethane. You need something that's real leather. So okay. just so you know, well, you don't need to have a real leather one, but if you want real leather, make
that
sure
that would
you
be really nice. Yeah.
So, but that's it. You know, I these are really cool. I have, a canvas one. I have a leather one. Strangely enough, I actually use my canvas one because it's lighter and flatter. The leather one's beautiful, but I like my generic canvas one. That's cool. So I think we're going to skip. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you've got more because I want to hear with the 200 one, or is that the tray that was going to be leather that was going to be a lot of money?
No. I'm going to let you choose the last one. How's that? We can do noise canceling headphones, or we can go into bags, backpacks.
Let's do backpacks because I have a feeling you're going to know a lot about that.
Okay. So I only have one recommendation for a backpack right now.
Okay.
Where I have two of them, but they're from the same company and they're in the $200 range. The backpack, and I recommend all the products they sell. It's a $200 backpack. It's called the Peak Design Everyday Backpack V2, version 2. It's a revamped version of the old original one from 2015. They've made a few feature changes, and it's very, very, very nice. The reason they're available in two sizes, there's a 20 liter and a 30 liter. To give you an idea, So these backpacks were originally designed for camera equipment.
So they're very probably very well protected.
They're well protected, but it's also modular where you can change the different, you can make different compartments in the backpack itself. So you can have a small compartment, a large compartment, or you can have three small compartments. And they do it through these little Velcro dividers. And it's very, very customizable to your need. And so I usually make the main hold of my bag. So it has the typical things. It has a backpack. It has a laptop sleeve area. On top of the laptop sleeve area, it actually has an iPad sleeve area. So you can carry your laptop and your tablet. The 20 liter holds an old MacBook Pro 15 inch. It should hold a 16 inch. The 30 liter is big. So you can drop whatever you want in that one. But I usually make a small holding area and a large holding area in the backpack. And the small loading area is where I keep the things I do not use on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
And so, for example, if I'm on a trip, I usually carry a very thin scarf. Uh-huh. And it rarely comes out. But the thing is, when you're cold or you need a scarf, you need to have a scarf. So I roll up the scarf really, really tight, and I stick it in the small compartment. I always carry a very small Band-Aid kit for, you know, like with a little.
Yeah.
And little that doesn't come out. So, but you want to carry it with you because, you know, if you get a small cut at lunch, you don't want to wait until you get back to the hotel in the evening. Right. But you want, but at the same time, you're not, you want to, so you want to carry it with you. So I keep it in the small compartment. But the things that I use on a regular basis, I put into the larger compartment, whether that be a jacket or something that you picked up. Like, let's say you buy sandwiches or you buy like a gift, I throw it into the larger compartment. The other thing that's interesting is typically a backpack you access from the top and you go into it very deeply. And it's like, it's kind of like a black hole looking into like a grocery bag. What's at the bottom of the grocery bag? Well, this one also is designed that you hold it, you move it onto the side, and it actually has a side zipper so you can access things at the bottom and you can access things at the top. So you can go in through the top or you can go through the side.
Have it used this to like just be carry-on? Because it sounds like you could just do a carry-on.
I use it as a carry-on. So the 20-liter is great for just everyday. Like the 30-liter, you can make it almost your only bag. The 20-liter, if you pack really light, the 20-liter is good enough for everyday use. Like just like carrying around with you back with a laptop and all that type of stuff.
Like regular.
Yeah. And then what's the other thing? It also has a special strap on the back so you can attach it to your luggage. So you can, when you pull that luggage handle up, it's designed that it will actually fasten to the luggage handle. And it also has built-in straps on the outside. So, you know, like if you see a backpacker, they carry like lots of times they'll carry their sleeping bag on the bottom. It has some straps that allows you to carry things on the outside of the bag as well. And it's all built in. So you just reach in and you kind of pull them out. Then you strap, like lots of times, like if it's really cold outside or like I go into a building, I'll take my thick jacket, roll it up almost like a backpack. I mean, I'm sorry, like a sleeping bag and put it on the outside.
Wow. So, you have used this many times now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's gone internationally with me a lot. And it's great because it carries a tremendous amount or as little as you want. And it's a great bag.
Cool. So, that's interesting. Okay. I like that. We're each taking a backpack and I don't like them. I don't feel, because when you're a woman or you're used to carrying purse, that's what I feel most comfortable, having a bag kind of hanging on my shoulder. But for travel, it's very good to have a backpack because then it's more convenient and I have a really hard time.
You know what? I used to use a sling bag on trips, but the bags tend to get heavy and I started getting back problems because the uneven load.
Right. See?
And so that's wearing backpacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this morning I was thinking about that because I have a bag that I usually use for travel, but I'm thinking I just might do a backpack this time. So interesting. I like how you described this one. It's very functional. I like it.
They sell sling bags. Peak Design also sells. This is for the camera. They actually have specific travel bags. And I haven't tried the travel bags because they weren't out when I got my backpack. They have travel backpacks that are designed for people who only travel. And one of these days, but my backpack is wearing so well, I expect this thing to last at least a decade for me. Or more, actually. Okay, that's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but they also sell sling bags, if you like a sling bag. But if you also like a sling... Yeah, so... There you go.
Very nice. Okay. Well, I was going to ask, are you hanging around for the holidays?
Actually, we're going to stay local because most of my family is in Southern California. How about you?
All right. And I am going, like we said, Argentina.
Yeah.
In a few days. And we're going to be celebrating my mother-in-law's 80th birthday out in the country. So I'm very excited to come back and share how that goes.
Cool.
Sounds great. Lots of meat eating a lot of meat.
Very good. Well, I guess that's our last second gift recommendations for $5 to $200 podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. Want more? Check out our archives online anywhere you get our podcasts.
Thank you very much for joining us. Have a happy holiday and so long.
Yeah. Oh, we should also, before we leave, we should give a big thank you to our sponsor, the University of California, Irvine, Division of Continuing Education. They only offer the best continuing professional education, whether you're trying to looking for a career boost or a new job. Check them out at ce.uci.edu. We're going to have a two-week hiatus, and then we'll see you in the new year.
Great. Bye. We'll have a happy one, everyone. Bye, Zen. Take care.
Bye.